experts are back. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a first-time guest on the line, Margo Maidlow, who is a dog lover and a trainer. And welcome to the show, Margo.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Margo, how did you get involved with training dogs and competing?
It started back in about 1960 when I got my first poodle, and I wanted to do something besides groom it. So we got into training, and it led into competition, and it's been just really a lot of fun.
Well, this show is about the obedience trials that are coming up here, and let's talk a little bit about your experience as a trainer specifically.
I've trained my own dogs. I've been an instructor at different training clubs. What we do is we train the people to train the dogs, and in the competition, there's a definite set of rules and regulations, and training the people what the rules and regulations are in relation to what their dog has to do is one of the things I do.
Give us an example of how, if you're not familiar with that, the type of things that you would do wrong as a trainer. If you didn't know the rules, I mean, there's got to be some
situation. If you don't know the rules, you're not going to qualify, because there is, the dog has to be in certain positions at certain times. The judge will call a command off, and you and the dog follow the commands of the judge and do to the best of your ability. Heel in a position, they are to sit straight beside of you. There's the recall. There's different angles to it, the different exercises, and there's different levels. As far as obedience training, we have a fairly new performance called Rally, which a lot of the people are starting out in Rally. It's not quite as difficult as getting into the companion dog.
What is Rally?
Yeah, for those of us who aren't that bright, myself.
Rally is really interesting. There's signs set up with a number on them, and you follow the numbers, and the sign will tell you what to do. It'll say, halt, sit your dog, and then you go forward to the next sign. Oh. And then that may say, call your dog to front, finish left, which these are the things that we teach the people how to do with their dogs.
It reminds me of like dancing with feet on the floor.
You know, I have told people it is like learning to dance.
Uh-huh.
It really is, because you have to become a team in order to compete, and it's really fun. I've always said I'll never, ever forget the first clean run I had in agility, which is another performance obedience that we train for. I'm sure a lot of people have seen the agility on television, and that's where they go over the obstacles, and they're timed. And
that's a fun one.
Yes, it is.
That's an entertainment.
People have no idea how much is involved in that.
Uh-huh.
Of course, each one of the performances, you start small and work up to, you start with novice, you go to advanced, and then you go to the excellent, which is each level is a little bit more difficult.
And probably the rules are a little bit more complicated. So somebody that wants to get involved for the first time will find it relatively easy, because they're starting at a level where there's not a whole lot of rules and requirements, right?
Exactly. In fact, is AKC has just come out with a new one called Beginner Novice, which is completely on leash except for the recall. And the instead of sitting across the room from you, they sit in the middle, and you walk around the room. Other than that, they are on leash the entire time,
okay,
which is a really good starter to get people going. In fact, as if you can get to that level, you can also get your canine good citizen, because the dog has been trained to that level.
Now, Sue is bringing up earlier, just in conversation to the side, that sometimes some enjoyable or funny events occur with dogs when they don't actually perform as well as they should have, that it gets a few laughs from the audience as well. So even being a less than perfect dog can be a rather entertaining event. Can you comment on any of the fun events that somebody coming out to watch might actually see?
Oh, exactly, especially the agility. I have a standard poodle. They are total clowns. She has gotten awards for the best entertainer. They get what we call the zoomies. It's where they start out, they're listening to you, and all of a sudden the zoomies kick in, and they tear around the course, and everybody's just cracking up. Of course, the minute you laugh, then the dog's going to continue to do it more. But there's a lot of funny incidents that do happen during that time. And it's really fun because you get to talk to other people, you know, that are involved with dogs. And sometimes you don't find that with your relatives, but you do find it in the dog world.
Yeah, you have a very common thing. The very reason the show exists is because Lee was noticing kind of out at the dog park how people talk with each other about their dogs.
Absolutely.
You know? And
exactly.
I bet you it's quite a community.
It is. It is. And you get to know people from all over the country because when there's a trial, they're coming from everywhere in the United States. Especially the confirmation is even wider spread
sure.
than the obedience. But
Margo, I have a question for you. Outside of self-satisfaction and having a well-behaved dog, is there a benefit to winning at some of these events? I mean, is it like winning a dog show where you get points for larger dog shows? Is it the same kind of thing with this?
Exactly. You can go as high as you want. They have what they call mocks and arches, and that's where you've competed in two levels on the same day, and you have to qualify in each one. You get so many points. The most important one is the little green one that says you qualified. That's what starts you. And then you get a placement 1 through 4. You get pretty rosette ribbons usually. And you can go as far as you want to go with it. It's totally up to the individual and how competitive they are.
In a short moment here, tell us a little bit about how accomplished you've been, and have you gone past the immediate event that's here local?
I do the whole scope. I have bred two German Shepherds that were champions. The one male, he had like 9 agility titles. Then he had an accident and couldn't finish. But I've got, as far as open and utility with my dogs, novice is the beginning, open is the next. That's where they throw the dumbbell over the jump and they bring it back. And then utility is where they can search and find the article in the pile. So, I mean, there's so many different levels. And I've had many, many levels that I've competed in agility and that. In rally, I've gone all the way through excellent on 3 dogs. But I get, it's a time thing.
Margo, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but mm-hmm. we're running short of time, and I did want to ask you if you could suggest anything for people who are going to come out for the event. What would you suggest that they look for?
I would pull up a chair and watch the obedience rings, figure out, because you'll see that it's a definite pattern that the judge is having them do, and see the camaraderie between the people. Also, with the agility, is going to be at the pavilion during the confirmation. That's very interesting to watch. The thing is, you'll learn how how the people and the dogs are just so bonded.
Right. Well, good luck to you in this show. We've been speaking this morning with Margot Maidlow, who is a trainer and a dog lover, who's going to be competing in this event. Thank you so much, Margot. We really appreciate your coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Oh, it was fun.
It was our pleasure. And Rick, what an interesting show we've had. But we're out of time. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll see you next weekend for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com.